Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Indianola Noon Lions Club President Roger Felsky about the Indianola Noon Lions Children's Store. Indianola Noon Lions held their children's store at the KNIA studio on Saturday. First of all, kind of tell us how it went despite some of the rain on Shop Local Saturday.
It's been a lot of fun. We've had over 100 kids show up with moms and dads, and you can't believe how much fun these kids are having shopping. They go in there and they pick out presents for mom and dad. They get them all wrapped and they come out, and mom always wants to see what they got. And they go, no, 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 mom, this is a secret. The kids walk out just as proud as can be. So this is wonderful. We're having a lot of fun today.
All right, well, talk a little bit about the history of this. This has been going on for a long time, and this is an Indianola tradition, so this is just another year.
Yes, one of our members years ago kind of got disgruntled about Christmas. He noticed that when his grandkids came up and gave him a Christmas present, they go, here, Grandpa, this is yours. And he said, well, what's in it? I don't know. Mom bought it for you. And he said, then they walk off. They don't even care what's in it. And he says, you know, I don't see any ownership. And Rick thought about it. He says, you know, we need a store where kids can go in and get something for mom and dad, and it's from them. And sure enough, he came up with this little idea, and it's grown. We started out with just a couple hundred kids, and it's growing every year. You know, I think we can probably handle 600-700 kids before we're all done. But now kids, they take their presents home, they put them under the tree, and they can't wait for mom, dad, grandpa, grandma to open these gifts because they picked them out themselves. So it's made Christmas into something where they're giving, because that was one of the other concerns Rick had, is kids were always looking forward to receiving, and they were missing out on the whole idea. Christmas is about a season of giving. Well, these kids are walking out here, they understand. They can't wait to give.
Well, talk a little bit about the help from the community in this. A lot of people donate to this. The community helps out. Businesses help out. Talk about that support.
Yes, this could not happen just with the Lions alone. You know, we literally have, I don't even know how many businesses, but just about most of the businesses contribute things that we can then put into our Christmas room. So we have a room here literally with hundreds of items in there, all donated by local businesses. That we do buy some, but they give us this wonderful price where they've been deeply discounted. So there's lots of selection in there, but it wouldn't happen without the support of Indianola business.
Well, talk a little bit about it's going to go on again this Friday during the holiday celebration here on the downtown at Indianola Square. Talk a little bit about what people should know for this upcoming Friday event.
Yes, this year we're lucky. We're actually going to do it two times. We're doing it this morning here on Saturday. But this coming Friday night from 6 to 8, we're going to be open again. And what moms and dads need to do is just bring their sons and daughters down here to the radio station. We'll be open. We have a Christmas store in the back room. We'll invite them in. We'll have cookies and coffee for mom and dad while the kids go in there and select. But so if you weren't able to get down here this morning, join us Friday night from 6 to 8. And at 8 o'clock, you got this wonderful lighted Christmas parade is going to be out here in the square. So it is the season. So come join the fun.
Well, perfect. And you just kind of did explain it, but I wanted to do a walkthrough for maybe parents and kids who haven't participated in it, wanted to. What should they know coming in, and what do they need to do? Because you're all here helping them out, but maybe a little info beforehand would be helpful.
Okay. Well, basically, bring your kids down here, and there will be young people to help your kids. You will not be allowed to go into the store with your kids. This is their time to shop. So we will have some of the high school students here helping us, and they will literally be a personal shopper for your son or daughter. So they'll take them by the hand. They'll go into the store and help them pick out, and then they'll help them get it wrapped, and then they'll bring them back. And so far, we've got the kids lined up with the right parents, so you should get your kid back. Once in a while, we have some parents that I wonder about if they're trying to leave a kid behind, or I've actually talked to some kids about trading. Do you want to trade up? And they, no, 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 I like my parents.
All right. Well, any final thoughts on what people should know about the children's store? If people wanted to help out next year, who should they talk to, and who's the people in charge?
Well, just pass the word, because the more kids, the merrier. One thing, if you're really interested in supporting it, we'd love to have you join Indianola Noon Lions. We meet on the first and the third Monday at noon from 12 to 1, and we meet at the Sports Page restaurant. So come out, join us sometime, do a test drive with us, and then you too can be part of the group and join in on the fun. And if you're a local business, just let us know if you want to participate, and we'll be happy to work with you so you too can be part of the wonderful season of giving.
Once again, that was Indianola Lions Club President Roger Felsky discussing the Children's Store. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at KNIAKRLS.com under podcasts and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Indianola.